A number of ski resorts, including Suicide Six, Middlebury's College Bowl, Pico, Kuberk, and Cochrane's, have all closed for the season, as have some Nordic centers. But thanks to all the snow and cold this winter, many other resorts remain open, with Killington promising lift service into June. While a lot of Vermonters may be more than ready for spring, VPR's Nina Keck reports this year's Uber winter has been a boon to businesses tied to snow.
The last two ski seasons were some of the best on record, with over 4.5 million skier visits. It's too early to tell how this season will sugar out. Ski resorts typically don't like to divulge skier visit data until the season's over. And because of all the snow and cold this winter, that may take a while. Bonnie McPherson of Okemo Mountain says skier visits there are above projections and above last year's numbers.
We've really had a good year, and we're finishing strong. You know, all of our lodging properties are over 90% every single weekend. It's definitely slowing a bit in the midweek times, but we'll take those strong weekends as long as we can.
McPherson says 90% of their trails are still open, so their planned closing date of April 19th may get pushed back. Killington's Michael Joseph says the lack of a January thaw this year allowed snowmakers to stockpile more snow than usual for spring skiing.
We built up really the biggest base a lot of the folks here have ever seen on Superstar. Have just an enormous amount at the top of the trail. We're looking at about 30 feet of depth in certain spots of the trail.
While Joseph says the extreme cold over some key holiday weekends this winter did hurt business, overall he says the season has been phenomenal.
We're up across the board, everything from day tickets to season passes. Looking at our pacing for next year's season passes, too, we're looking really well. And our spring passes, we sell a spring pass that's valid from March 14th to the end of the season, and we sold about 1,000 more of those this year than we did last year, and those are still on sale, and we're looking at a lot more season ahead.
Nordic and backcountry skiers have also enjoyed a banner year. The Trapp Family Lodge and Ski Center in Stowe remains open with 50 kilometers of ski trails. Roger Hill, operations manager of the Mountaintop Inn in Chittenden, says they had some of the best conditions ever on their 60 kilometers of trails. He says it was almost painful to close at the end of March since every trail was still in great shape. At the Outdoor Gear Exchange in Burlington, general manager Brian Wade has been selling ski equipment for 10 years and says this has been one of the best ever for the store's bottom line.
Long, cold, and especially snowy winters are always great for us. For the most part, I think it's you know, hey, I'm kind of on the fence. Well, the snow's really good. I'm just going to do it.
Wade says ski department sales jumped nearly 25% this year, while the extreme cold helped push sales of clothing accessories, mostly hats and gloves, up 40%. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.